And the more sitters go to the Rathuna, like Rathuna says, Rathuna Marav. Yama Rathuna Marav, Oshom Shemitit Maria. Whenever you have a Korban Oshom, that the Maisa is supposed to be put to the field to be fostered to wait till comes the Bamum. In other words, that if Rashi says Shemitit Medina Korva, this Korban Oshom is not supposed to be brought to Korban Oshom anymore. Or Masul are really giving over to the shepherd now. Achis Tov until it becomes a Bamum. The Kaimon, because 3-year-old kosher, the Chatis Mesa, the Yashin Raya. Anytime that Korban Chatis, Moshul by Shekipu by Leho, the Locher is the second Chatis of the Mesa of Lo, by Korban Oshin, we put it to the shepherd, let it fester until it becomes a Bamum. So Huna Murad says that Oshin, Shemitu Mereya, once the Oshin like, is not fit to the Vosh and Oshin, in a case like here, where you set aside 2 Korbanos for the Korban Oshin, and you brought one, now the second one is not fit to be brought from Hashem anymore. What's the din? The din is supposed to be wait till it becomes a Balmum, and then sell it, and then with the money we bring a Korban Eloh. He says, what's going to be the Shochet Tustam? Let's say a Kohen shechts it, even before it becomes a Balmum. Aloch is kosher the Eloh. It's automatically kosher from Eloh. So that's Chagrafun here also. The mice, if you would lechila, master these 2 Hashemites, where he agrees that when you use the first one, the second one right now is that Mitzvah Luria has a din of a Korban Eloh on it. Therefore, if you check that one Bachut, then you be Chayyus. For the Chetzilu, when you have only one Korban that the Yoshim set aside to be used, and he's a Mechus of Man, he's not fit to bring it yet, according to Rav Huna, even if they check the Shemayim and Shemor, still you be taught that still it's possible. And according to Chukim, now he has known that this Korban Yoshim, even though it's Mechus of Man right now, that's only called the Mechus of Man from Yishmei. The Divinia Shalom Yishmei, he owes that in itself, like makes an akir in it, that the mice will be kosher, and if you bring it back up, you be chai. Then the Mishnah says, Hamale bos achatis. If you burn just the meat of a korban achatis pachut, you potter. It's not the immune, there's no Yisra Allah, bos achatis. So tell me about what like this. Minayin, how do we know at this title, Lamale mi bos achatis, and we brought the Oshom. How do we know if you burn the meat from a Korban Chatis, or the meat from a Korban Oshom, or we brought the Kotchik of Oshom, or if we brought the Kotchim Kalim, or if we made the Reino, the leftover of the Mincha of the Eimer, that the Locher is, the leftover is eaten by the Kalim. So how do we know the Kitzah, that these things are supposed to be eaten, if you burn it Bachus at your Potter? Then the same thing is the Alechem Lechem upon him, is the Alechem on Shavuos, or the Lechem upon him on every Shabbos, that the Shirei Menachis, that the leftover of a Minchus Yisrael, that the Lacher is left of the clay makes the Kemitzem, the leftover part of it you're not eat. So how do we know if you burn these things Bachut Shepoto? Because Tamulem and the Pasuk says Oyla. It says Bachut Echut, the word Oyla. Ashayala Oyla. So with Ashen, Ma Oyla. Just like a Korban Oyla. Shiru Yilahalo, it's fit to be burnt inside the Panim of the Mizbeach. Of course, Sharia la law, it has to be only things that are fit to be burnt on the Mizbeach. If you burn a Bachut Yichayis, that these things that are supposed to be eaten by the Kanim, not to be burnt, if you burn a Bachut, the old report. That's not our Mishnah. Now, Vaita, Minayin, how do we know, like a Mishnah says, Shafa Yotik, somebody that pours the oil into the flour for the Mincha, or else the Abonu, if somebody would mix up the flour in the Shema Bachut, how do we know he's part of these Avodas? Or else we have to apaseach, that if you bake the mincha, now you have to chop it up into pieces. So I don't know if you do it bachut self amelach, if you salt the mincha the kemitza, or you salt the emurim. Or else the hamenach, I don't know whoever picks up the mincha, the amegish. That's a lot, before you bring the mincha, you have to first pick it up, and then bring it towards the mizbeach. So I don't know if you do this bachut at your potter. Or else the mesander ha-shulchan, if somebody sets up the shulchan with the lechem upon him, Bachut, whereas we are made to the neighbors, somebody sticks up the neighbors. How do we know we do these things Bachut to Potem? We are claimant, and somebody makes a Kemitza Bachut. It takes the handful of the Mincha. We are Makabal, whereas we make a Kabbalah with a Dan Bachut to Potem. How do we know, as our Mishnah says, in all these cases, you do it Bachut to Potem? Talmudim, where the Potem says, Ashayala Oila, Oizevach. Now, what do you chai Bachut? If you burn from the Korban Oila or from the Korban? Ma ha-law, the Gemara Avoda, just like burning the Emum of the Korban, that's considered a Gemara Avoda. That's the last Avoda of the Korban. that called Shugma Avoida? Yoni Chai Bachut is something like Halor, that's a Gemara Dovah. But all these Avoidas, Yitzhikah, Burn of a Pesach, there's something after it. Since there's an Avoida after it, it's not called a Gemara Avoida, Yopoto Bachut. Now the Mishnah says, Ashvalukama Mishkan, that before the Mishkan was put up, it was a Hutter HaBomis, and the Avoida was done with the Bechorim. From where it says, Yosef Rafuna Bar Rav Ketina Chaimed Rav Chizda. He was sitting in front of Rav Chizda, the Kokori, and he read the passage of this, and it says, Vayishtach Es Nari B'nai Yisrael. That the Nari B'nai Yisrael brought the Kabbalah over there, and we dash the fact means the Bechorim. This was the year before the Mishkan was put up. It was very good at our Mishkan so far. That the Bechorim, these were the ones, they were the ones that brought the Kabbalah. Some way said back to Majis. So, when the Rafuna was in front of a Ketina, in front of a Chizda, someone, the Chizda said back to him, that Och Yom Ravas, Yizra Tavasi said, Kovu Apostle, that's true, at that time the Bechorim brought it, but then they stopped, but that's it. After that, the Bechorim did not bring any more Kabbalah. To come up even from the year before the Mishkan, the Avoid was not with the Bechorim, but with the Kohanim. So, Rafuna thought, Le'oisra Masisim, he thought, he asked the question from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is mashma clearly that actually hukam mishkan, that up until the Mishkan was put up, the Avodah was done with the Bechorim, even that last year. And according to Rav Chizda, it was only up until this pasuk of Yishtach as Nara B'nai Yisrael. But that was the last time the Bechorim did it. After that, they stopped. He wanted to have the kasha from our Mishnah. So Mor says, but Shmi, you heard over, to come and mishmed Rav Ada Barava, that Rav Chizda also said over the name of Rav Barava, that Oyla Shekrivu Yisrael Midbar, that the Korban Oyla, that the Christ had brought in the Midbar, ain't it to the Hashra of Nituach. It did not have to have the Hashra, it did not have to skin it first, and did not have to slice it. So now, Oyla Braisa Bishavi Bekula. He figured now, he's going to ask him a question from the Braisa, there'll be a kash upon both his halachas. There'll be a kash both on his left halacha that he said, that the Oyla did not need Hashra of Nituach. There will also be a cash upon the first halacha that you said the Bechorim did not do it the last year. So Tani would learn like this in the Braisa. Actually, Hukam HaMishkan, before the Mishkan was put up, HaBomas Mutaris, the Bomas were Muta, the Avoidah of Bechoris, and the Bechorim did the Avoidah. V'yakol Kishorim LaHakriv, the Hei Mechai V'yayf. And what type of a korban can you bring in? Any type of a korban. Adhei Mechai V'yayf, the Chorim and the Kavis, male or female. Tamimim Mubali Mumim. There had to be a korban Torah though. I will lay tamein, but not tameim. And ba'akel korbu oilus. All the korbanos that were brought before the Mishkan was only oilus. And also, the oilus shekribu yisoba midbar, tuna hefshav in yituach. It says clearly here that first of all, the avodah was with the Bechorim up until the cometh of Mishkan. And secondly, it says very clearly that the oilus that was brought in the midbar needed hefshav in yituach. They had to skin it first and then slice it. Now, Venochim is another one of his rights. Venochim is man is there. Rishoyim Lassus came, but Goyim is man is there. And we'll soon see later, they do not have an Isra Shutechut. By then, there's no Isra Abomis. Or Goy, even is man is there, is allowed to bring a Korbin on Abomis Yochit. So I call upon him with the theory. Here it says clearly, the Oilus in the Midbar did need Hefshit in the Torah. For instance, Zomo Tamaris and Achogis Anoyim, the time you've learned, the Gamma, Kahanim, Migoshim, Alashem, Yitzkadoshu. That Yeshua ben Koch Oina Zu Precious Bechorim. This was the Precious of the Bechorim. So it says by Sinai, even the Kahanim had to stay away from Sinai. Rebbe and Rebbe says no, Zu Precious Nadi Raviyu. This was the Precious of Nadi Raviyu. Mashma Rio, that the Kahanim, like Nadi Raviyu, they were the ones that brought the Korban right before by Hasina time, not the Bechorim. So like this, Bishtam Laman Yom Zu Precious Nadi Raviyu. That the pshat was they were kind and they were the ones doing the avodah then. I know this, not the pasuk. It says, "Who is Adibri Hashem Reimav?" The Kruvei Kodesh. That when they die, he'll be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. The Kruvei Kodesh. Where do we see them called of the Kruvei Kodesh? On this pasuk of the Gam Mekanim and the Gosham Hashem Yichadoshu. There's also not the Raviyu. They were Mekudesh. El Leman the Yom of this pasuk talking about the precious Bechorim. That no, the Bechorim were the ones that were doing the avodah then. The Shas Hasina before the Mishkan. The Bechorim were doing the Avodah. The Pasuk means the Bechorim are Yitzkadoshu, and so Heichir and Mizi. Where do we say that by Nadir Aviyu, they were called Kadoshim? The Pasuk says, the Nadir Aviyu, 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 Atikle b'chumani emel b'chumbadai. But the b'chumbadim, here's a tzadikim, and not the b'viyo, they will come b'chumbadim. The adult is the Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Maisha. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu told this to Maisha. For Lo Yod, we didn't know clearly who's going to die, which tzadik is going to die, and that's going to make the Kiddush Hashem. Shemesu b'nei Aaron, so the b'nei Aaron died, not the b'viyo. Keep it, Shemesu, once they died, b'nei Aaron, Omoloi, Aaron Ochi, Aaron my brother, you should know, the reason why your children died, they had to now create a Kiddush Shemayim. When Hashem does did with Tzadikim, the whole world fears Hashem, makes a Kiddush Hashem. Verse says, Kivan Sheyod Aaron, Shebonov, Yidui Mokim. Once Aaron understood from here that his children were Yidui Mokim or Kadoshim, Shafak, he kept quiet. The Kibbutz Chanuk received reward for being quiet. Shem the Prophet says, Vayidim Aaron. And the Chaim Adobu way now. He also kept quiet and he got reward for that. Now, what does it mean? Afro peace, Shemaf, Lechachalom, Chalolim, Achisek, even though a lot of people died in the Muhammad then, still Dabba kept quiet. The Chaim, Bishlem, the same thing we find, Meshlem, Melech, Hawaina, Ace Lach, Shes, Vies, the Dabba, there's a time to be quiet and there's a time to talk. Problem sometimes, Shesek, when you keep quiet, when the Kabbat Chalash Shtika, you receive reward. For the speaker, you mekabel the din that Hashem does, and from the medaber mekabel schar on the dibur. Sometimes you have to talk up, and with the dibur you mekabel schar. And behind the yomer mechir barabbah on the yechidim, my tefillah the pasuk say, no real lekimi mikashecha that Hashem is feared through His kedushim is our tikkun mikashecha from the base of midrash like elam mekudashecha, meaning from the kedushim from tzadikim, which means to say here's the aside that for sure. At the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a din, gives a judgment upon his tzaddikim, like over here the two Bnei Aaron was killed, Aaron Nadav Avihu, Nisiyora, everybody starts to fear Hashem, or Misal, and they lift themselves up, or Misal, and they pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it comes out of Kiddush Hashem. So HaKoponim, here is here to Machlekes, who was bringing the Kabbonis to Shas by Hasina's time? Was it the Bechorim? Like it's Mashma now Mishnah, it wasn't like Rafuna said no, that the year before ready, it was the Kanam that were doing it. Versus Ela Kasha Oila, that Kopan was still fear about a Korban Oila. Here it's Mashma the Bryce, that the Oila that they brought in the Midbar needed a Hefshit and Ituach. For most of even upon this, I'll say it's right to know, it's a Machlis Anoyim. Titania, Mishma Laina, Klolais Nemu Bissinai, who brought us Briya Yamayid. The Klolais Ekalachas of the Kabonis were 7 Sinai. Then Oila should be brought. But the Protein, how to make Esher with the Tuach, that was first and later, B'Shasa comes to Mishkan. The Kizayim and Nal, Klolus the Protein, Nemo B'Sinai. The Nishtas B'Yayamayid, the Nishtalus B'Yavismayif. But according to Timah Koponim, that the Lachas of the Protein was also given in our Sinai. Since so, the Oilus are brought in the Midbar, were brought with all the Lachas of Hevshet with the Tuach. So Kitzis HaMachlekes Elohim. Omama, what we say before, Hakok Sherim Akriv. Any type of a korban is animal fit to be brought. We know how to know this from. On the Avul of the Yom Kippur, the Pesuk says, "Va'yis le'nech mesnech l'Hashem, va'yikach mikol ha'beima ha'tzeira mikol lois ha'tzeira." So, Noach took from all the animals, and from all of them he brought korbanos later. Te'heima k'mashmo, chay had we know chay b'chal beima, chay is also b'chal beima. Chorim le'kevus t'minim u'balimumim. Yeah, all right, we'll stop here. See you on the next tape. You're holding off Kuf Tes Zayin Amar Alef on top. Just again, last Gemara was on Kuf Tes Vavon Beis was, but Omar Ma was linked before in the Brisa of it said, Hakil Sherim Lahakrib. Any type of a korban, any type of an animal was fit to be brought on a Bomram like before Hukum HaMishkan. The Gemara says, No, I mean, how do you know this from? Somewhere else, who knew the Yom HaKvar? The Pesuk says, By Noyach, Vayivu Noyach Mizbech Lashem, Vayikach Nikola Behemo HaTayro, when the call Oif HaTor, so the Pesuk says he took into the table all types of behemoth Tohiro and all types of Oif Tohor. The Gemara says behemoth Kemashmo. When it says behemoth, Avada means all types of behemoth that were Tohor and Meir brought Kabbalah from them. Chai, how do we know even Chai is also the Chlav behemoth? Chai is also considered the Chlav behemoth. Rashi said the Chiv Zaysa behemoth Shetechlu and the Samachlei Ayah was Chiv Yachmo. You see, Achaya is the Chlal Behema. Here also, Noah took all from the Behemas and Chayis, and he used them later, the ones that came 7-7, he used later for a Korban. to see all these type of animals, we're afraid to bring a korban on a bummer.